but they had left the larger group when Jane had refused to cast out Tjallans from their number. Two large men spotted her as soon as she came within sight of the first tent. Both carried bludgeons.
Who goes there?
That's the priestess.
Cynthia Odin, to see the beldam.
The taller of the two men, whose beard was so thick it hid his mouth, twirled his bludgeon in one hand.
Didn't think we'd see you back here. Come for another beating, have you?
No, I just want to speak with her.
The other man stepped forward, his club drawn.
We'll take you to her, but not before we remind you why you shouldn't come back.
Wait, I am a servant of Cantor.
The bearded man raised his club, and Cynthia raised her hands to protect her face.
I expect to thank you for this later.
Cynthia opened her eyes to find one of her upraised hands holding the weapon tightly.
What an oblivion!
Cynthia wrenched the bludgeon from his hand. She kicked the bearded man, and he flew several rods and landed hard.
Odinite, bitch!
Cynthia barely felt the blow from the other man's club. She raised her club to bring it down on his skull, then stopped.
Kill this man! Teach these people a lesson!
We have taught them lesson enough.
It took some effort, but Cynthia lowered the bludgeon.
I'll do anything you ask. Please don't hurt me.
Take me to the beldam. That's all I came here for.
People from the nearby tents had started to emerge at the sound of the commotion. A few rushed to help the injured man.
Will he be all right?
What do you care? You ought to be thanking me, not worrying about the people I just protected you from.
You are right. Thank you.
You are welcome. Just pay more attention next time. Yours is not the only life at stake when you're in danger.
Mum, if you'll follow me.
The cowed guard led Cynthia toward the center of camp, where a couple of hundred of the beldam's followers had gathered around a small wooden box. On it stood the beldam. The guard attempted to slip away, but Cynthia blocked his path with the bludgeon.
Stay here until I speak with her.
The time has come for all of us to choose a side. And the choices are clear.
The beldam extended an arm, palm up.
On the one hand, we have light. Cantor is the light, as are her doctrines and her teachings and her creations as well. Life is light. The Sphera, humans, we are all beings of the light.
She extended her other arm, palm facing down this time.
On the other hand, of course, there is the dark. The nine demons and all they represent. Fear, rage, death, pride, gluttony, lust, madness, deceit, and envy. These are all of the dark. The domain of the demons and their creations, their progeny, the Tjallans, are of the dark as well. We all know this. The prophetess has not seen this truth yet, but she will. Just as each of you have seen it. Just as I have.
Cynthia gripped the bludgeon until her knuckles turned white. This was precisely the reason she and Jane had denounced the beldam. Her teachings were racist and divisive in a time when they were trying to promote equality and unity. But clearly, the woman still had an audience.
One day soon, the line will be drawn. Humans will fight for Cantor and Tjallans for the demons. The conflict will decide the fate of the Sphera. My hope and prayer is that each of you choose the right side. For though the conflict will be fierce, and there will be many casualties, we already know the victor. Cantor will always succeed against the demons. She has done it before, and she will do it again! I stand as a testament of her power and glory, and each of you can too. Imas.
She has done it before, and she will do it again.
You need to study up on your history, my dear.
The beldam descended from her box. Her followers flocked around her, but she caught Cynthia's eye and made straight for her.
Come, disciple Cynthia. Let us speak somewhere more private.
The crowd followed them to the beldam's tent, where she stopped and raised her hands.
Thank you for your devotion, my children, but I must have privacy for a moment. I will hold audiences later. I will have my guards spread the word. Thank you.
Come. The beldam shuffled to her large throne-like chair and gingerly lowered herself into it. She gestured for Cinzia to take another nearby chair.
No, thank you.
The beldam regarded her for a long moment, her eyes glittering with malice.
You are not the Cinzia I knew before. You've chosen your side, and it isn't mine.
That's why I've come to speak with you. I need help, and
you have a demon inside of you, Cinzia. There is no coming back from that, I'm afraid.
That cannot be true.
Besides, you are compromised now. You and I can never be on the same side, Cinzia. It was difficult enough before. It is impossible now.
How do you know it is irreversible?
The same way I know anything about the demons.
You learned about the 9 demons when you were a high priestess.
Of course I did.
Where?
In Cantus Fane, of course.
The sacred texts? There is a partial translation of the 9 scriptures, is there not? What else?
The beldam held Cinzia's gaze for what seemed a long time.
The denomination will not let you access them. They must have excommunicated you by now. You will never see the sacred texts.
Where are you going?
You have given me just what I need, beldam. Our business here is done. For now.
Our business is done. We still...
You have made your choice.
What is it you think you're going to do, my dear?
Cinzia smiled for the first time in a long time.
You will just have to wait and see.